taking a very lackadaisical? I don't even know if that's the word. Taking a very relaxed approach to this conversation. I don't really know. I think I decided to do this conversation while I was still really anxious. And now I'm not as anxious, and therefore, well, I didn't know where the conversation was going to go to begin with. So, I don't know. I feel like I'm in a hole that I can't get out of. I feel like I've discussed this before, that I have been open to exploring medication for anxiety, but I've also been on a wait list for months and months to see therapists, counselors, what have you, which is a whole other structural issue within our healthcare system and our provincial government and all that stuff, with like services that are there, but in order to access them, especially if we're talking about mental health services, and not just that, by any means, but like that I've got to wait months if I'm in a mental health crisis, unless it's like enough for me to go to the emergency room because I'm about to like end myself, then if it's not that, then it's like, okay, well, I guess you're on the wait list for months. You know, if you have money, you got money, right? You can find someone that day. You know, their schedules are more flexible, like whatever. Like it's, I don't have that money. So I've definitely felt like, again, external factors in my environment play such a massive role that I've wanted to try to do everything I can to just be okay without medication. I can't get medication anyway right now. I don't have, you know, a counselor, therapist, whatever, that can kind of urge me a lot. Like, I don't know. I've seen my doctor, I talked to him once to access some stuff, and he put me through to this one really unhelpful person that just, whatever. The formatting of that type of counselor also was, like, really short visit, like, barely, like, once, it was, like, once a month for, like, 15, 20 minutes tops, and it was just, like, and I don't, they weren't in a position to prescribe medication either, so. And that's not what I'm looking for. I'd rather just figure it out myself. And I think there's things I could be doing, and I bring this up a lot. My knee and my physio stuff with my knee is like a huge thing where it's like, if exercise is something that I, like, and I've committed like for weeks at a time going to the Y and doing my thing, but like, it's so much physio work to try to get my knee back to a place where I can do the other stuff that I want to do that will help my anxiety. Whether it be basketball or swimming or whatever, mostly basketball is what I'd like to get back to. But even just trying to like get myself in shape for the upcoming biking season, I don't know how my knee is going to tolerate that on some of those long climbs, you know, or steeper climbs real quick. I'm putting more pressure on my knee that way. So I think exercise is going to play a huge role, and I've been trying to do what I can there. But anyway, I just feel like going to sleep. I just feel like going to sleep and not doing anything else. And when I am awake, I just want to do art. And I want to not, yeah, I'm in a really bad spot. And I can tell for many reasons. But like, I could say, I don't really cry much. It's just not a thing that I do or have ever really done a lot. And I know if even I get like the feeling, like the physical sensation that I might cry, that right there is an indicator to me that things are bad. Let alone if I feel that way. Even if I don't shed a single tear, I know that it's getting bad if I can feel it, if I get close to it. And I've definitely felt close to it. And part of it is anxiety, just the overwhelming, like, I was just thinking right now about physio, and the physio that I get, like, I went to my appointment last week, and the extra stuff that got added on that I haven't done yet, like, that alone is making me anxious right now. Like, right now it's making me anxious. But to the point that I'm so overwhelmed that I like had that physical sensation like behind my eyes for a second. I'm just not in a good spot. And I can't seem to reset enough so that I can kind of have a baseline and can, I don't know. My living situation is super stressful. I'm not at home much to begin with, but when I'm there, or even when I'm not there, there are things that are happening that just really suck and are really not cool, and like, it's just not. Sorry, there's people that are coming up here and I don't know what's going on. Ugh. Even the studio itself, like, there are things, like, home life, I can't relax. I can't just be where I want to be, do what I need to do without the stress of the other party in some nature. I'm going to try to push through this. Sorry, there's, like, even here, there's no communication. There's so many things that get interrupted that, like, and you probably can't hear what's happening out there, but, like, there's so much interruption because there's no communication. There's so much there. There's obviously, like, kid-related stuff that happens, and there's just, like, again, all these other things that, like, I don't know how to talk about, but, like, it sets me back so much, and I feel like I can't climb out of this hole because I can have, like, one good day or, like, two good days, and then something else will happen. And if it's not happening, I'm anticipating it happening until, if there's, like, a week or two without, like, a certain level of incident, I feel like I can breathe, and I feel like I kind of forget that things were that bad to begin with. And my anxieties kind of come down. But if things are happening every day, every other day, there's this, and there's that, and there's this thing, and this thing's going on, not to mention, like, things that I need to do that aren't filled with unpredictability and anxiety. Like, I still have to work. I've got, you know, volunteer stuff with places that I do that I don't want to do anymore, and I haven't wanted to do them for a while, and I'm going to, whatever, it doesn't matter. There are other things that I know about that aren't unpredictable. And those are things I have to deal with, too. I still have to figure out how to time this and this and this and figure out, you know, when I'm going to do that, when I'm going to do this. And, like, life goes on. I've got to do that. But on top of life goes on and my schedule and things I need to do, there's also the amount of unpredictability of things that are a detriment, that are a negative impact, that derail, that change my focus and attention to such a drastic degree that I can't take care of myself. But I also don't need as much time to take care of myself. Like, there's upkeep things, and then there's, like, sometimes, like, man, I'm really not feeling well. I kind of need to take a couple hours here on a day, or take the majority of a day to really just get back to just a stable place. But things keep interrupting it repeatedly interrupting that, and then I have to deal with this problem rather than me. And I don't know how to get out of this hole because I don't get to control what's happening. All I can control is my reaction to it. And I have a hard time with that, and I'm trying. But again, like, things like sleep, exercise, food, there's things in my control to a degree. The exercise part, with the way my knee is, I can't really do a lot that physically pushes me into the realm of, like, getting my blood really pumping and really getting me to a better mental space. It's just physio stuff is like stretching, and it's boring, and it's slow, and it doesn't really get my blood moving, you know? It doesn't, like, it doesn't get me moving, so it doesn't, like, do much in the way of, like, helping my baseline come down a bit for anxiety at the beginning. Finances are a whole other issue, whatever. But the thing is that, like, I don't know if I can get out of this hole without a chemical change. And I can do things on my own to help. Like I said, good sleep and whatever. I can try. But also, if my home environment is me getting woken up at odd hours of the night, any random time, it will take me weeks of that not happening for me to forget about it and be like, okay, that hasn't happened for a while. I don't have to worry about that. I can probably sleep just fine. But as soon as it happens again, it'll take, you know, almost weeks before I'm not anticipating it happening again. Because it's not just a one-off thing. It's been repeatedly, it's happened habitually. So therefore, I'm like, hey, well, it hasn't happened now for a week. When I go to bed, maybe now I actually can feel like I'm going to bed. And like, I'm not going to get woken up or whatever. That's just one example, right? But I'm in a place, and I don't know how to get out.